The National Center for Peanut Competitiveness has issued a new paper on peanut payment limits and acreage planted for the coming year on peanuts. During this time of the year, peanut farmers are deciding what crop mix and the acreage level of each crop. As in 2015, commodity prices are an all-time low, which makes it extremely difficult for farmers to cash flow any crop and obtain loans from banks. Farmers have been attending county extension production meetings to gain an insight. Farmers and bankers view peanuts as having a viable safety net program relative to the commodity options, especially since cotton does not have a commodity program and relies on crop insurance. This leads to significant peanut acreage in 2015. Most experts predict 2016 will have even more peanuts planted this year. Recently, they talked about the PLC program, that's the price loss coverage program. For the 2015 crop, USDA has provided an estimate for the national season average price for peanuts, which bases the payment for the PLC. They say $366 a ton would be an average this coming year. Well, if that's the case, the PLC payment will be $169 on a base ton. The current national season average, as of August the 1st through February the 6th, is $383 per ton on peanuts. This translates to a projected PLC payment of $152 on the base ton. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.